written in Parshas Emor and in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah characterizes Rosh Hashanah in very different ways. In Parshas Emor, Zichron Tru, and Parshas Pinchas, Yom Tru. If you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Tes, that maybe there is a very, very clear answer. That's where the Mishnah tells us that when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar, there's a difference as to whether Rosh Hashanah falls out B'chol, or whether it's Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. When it's B'chol, obviously you're Tokeya B'Shofar, and therefore the Gemara suggests that that would be a Yom Tru. Last year, Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbos, there is no Tkiyah Shofar, and therefore Zichron Tru. Very, very simple. Beautiful, beautiful beer. And in fact, when you look in Yerushalmi, corresponding to that daf, the very beginning of the first parak of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi writes, Enoch Inami, that is Zichron Shua, and that is Yom Shua. The Bavli, and daf Chotes, says there's a clear difficulty, because the Mishnah tells us that we are not Tokeya B'Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, but that's only true of Bitulin. That's not true in Mikdash. In Mikdash, they were Tokeya B'Shofar, regardless of whether it's Chol or whether it's Shabbos. So therefore, why would there be a difference between Mikdash as opposed to outside of Mikdash? If you're dealing with the Din D'Rabbanan, okay, maybe one could argue, yes, that the concern applies here, it doesn't apply there. You're dealing with the Din D'Araisa, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, is considered to be Zichron Trua, why should one distinguish? Fascinating, the Yerushalmi does not raise that kasha, it doesn't answer. Yerushalmi just simply says Yom Shua as opposed to Zichron Shua. But the Bavli is so bothered. So the Bavli writes, no. It must be that the fact that we're not Tokeya B'Shofar, Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, is something different, something different. It is a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, a Gzeira D'Rabba. Really, Poshub Shat in Gemara Mi'ikar Hadin, you're to be Tokeya, regardless of whether Rosh Hashanah is B'Shabbos or B'Chol. But you know what? We have a concern. We've been discussing Takanos, Gzeiros, the Sugi of almost of Tzadim Abeis, that Yesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim Lakor, Dovim in HaTorah. Sometimes the Chachamim can say no. Ooh, we just discussed it, that Chiddush the Rashban, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, why that's not called Baltigra. There is a Koach of Akiras Dovim in HaTorah. The Torah says, yes, you should be Tokeh B'Shofar, but you know what? That we do not do so. What right do we have to somehow override the Din D'Araisa? You know, we're concerned. Shema Yavren Daramus B'Shus HaRabim. We're afraid. Rachman al-Islam, the Tkiyah Shofar could lead to Chilul Shabbos. And Nacham declared that, you know what, it's more important to safeguard the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, even at the expense of the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. And therefore, we are not Tokei. In Mikdash, that's not so uncommon. Ein Shfus v'Mikdash. In Mikdash, clearly, Avodah was done that would involve Malachos, and we're not concerned Kohanim Zrizim Haim, that you know what, that's going to come to Chilul Shabbos. So now that we're dealing with the Din D'Rabbanan, okay, we understand the difference between Mikdash as opposed to Medina. Some of Furish, Poshim, Shat, and Bavli, this is not necessarily based on Zichron Shu and Yom Shu, but rather a function of the Gzeira D'Rabba. There is a great, very great Chiddush of Shibole Haleket. It's found in Simen Reish Sadi Dalet, the Gion HaShas, emphasizes this possibility that maybe Shema Yavirenu is not just simply a Takanid Rabbanan, but it's Time of the Crow. Time of the Crow. Wow, that's unusual. The Torah says Yom Shua and Zichron Shua. Why should that be? Why should that be? You know, we've already discussed, sometimes the Torah can have a Siyag Daraisa. Don't do A, because it can lead to B. Oh, that ran, Pesachim Aleph, Melaf, and Dapi Arif, don't possess chametz, because if you possess chametz and you're used to eating the chametz, after all, you may end up eating it on Pesach. So the Ran writes the Chiddush, Bayron Baymatzi, is a Siyod Daraisa, Atu Achila. Wow. So that's what the Shibol Eket writes, such a Chiddush. That, you know what, maybe there really is Yom Shua versus Zichron Shua. And why is it that we're not Tokeya B'Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? You know what the answer is? It's a Siyog Daraisa Atu Chilu Shabbos. Wow. Shibola, a Siyog Daraisa Atu Chilu Shabbos. And that Siyog applies outside of Mikdash, but the Siyog doesn't apply in the Mikdash. Well, that's how the Shibola Eket quotes the name of the Gaonim of understanding that Gemara. Not as a standalone Takana Rabbanan, but this is understanding the Sukkim. What do you gain by this Biur? Rov Rishonim, certainly this is not the beer of the Gemara. What do you gain by this? Because I'll ask you a very, very simple question. So at the end of the day, how do you understand Zichron Tshuva as opposed to Yom Tshuva? How do you understand that difference? If you're going to tell me that Rosh Hashanah is always a Yom Tshuva, and it's only a Din D'Rabbanan that we're not Tokeya B'Shofar on Shabbos, so what is the Pasuk of Zichron Tshuva? Rosh Hashanah is always a Yom Tshuva. You know, in our davening, we flip, no? If it's Chol, we say Yom Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, we say Zichron Tshuva. So we're going to say, yeah, that's all true D'Rabbanan. They have a Gzeira D'Rabba, so therefore it's remembrance. Yeah, but that's a Pasuk in Chumash. Zichron Tshuva. How do you account for the Pasuk of Zichron Tshuva if this is only a Din D'Rabbanan? See, if you argue, like the Shiva HaLeket, no, this is a Din D'Rais of Time D'Kra with the Siyag. Okay, so Zichron Tshuva. That's Big Vulin when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But if you assume, as we do, that's not the case, that Midrash say you have to be Tokeya B'Shofar, and the fact that we don't do so is just a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, like we're not known to live in Esther, is a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. If Purim falls out on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, we're not Kori B'Megillah because of a Gzeira D'Rabba. Yerushalmi doesn't have the Gzeira D'Rabba in any of those cases. But for us, that's the Gzeira D'Rabba. Okay, Din D'Rabbanan. Rabbi Kveger even raises the following issue. We'll get to this like later in the year. Let's say a person violates that din. He is Tokei B'Shofar. He is no Tolulav Neser. What exactly does that mean? Does it mean you shouldn't have? Of course, you shouldn't have. But you're Mekayim a Mitzvah D'Araisa? You're Mekayim a Mitzvah D'Araisa? After all, Midaraisa, Rosh Hashanah is a day of Tokei B'Shofar on Shabbos. Or do I argue, no, that's not true, something stunning, that if the Chachamim say no, you know what no means? They uproot the Din D'Arais entirely. It's not even considered to be a Kiyum HaMitzvah of being Tokeya or being Nota Loluv HaNesrog on Yantiv Shechalios B'Shabbos, because the Chachamim say no, it's not that I fulfill this, but I violated this. Maybe it means like a mitzvah Baba Yaveira in the sense that there is no kiyum at all. That's pretty important. Something which is unusual. Let's say a person was no to the Lubanesser on the first day of Sukkah Shachal B'Shabbos, should have done so. What brachas did he make? Al Metzila Selulav, good. Oh, but he also made a Shechiano, no? Shechiano? After I tell him, Shagets, you shouldn't have done so. Well, the next day, does he make a Shechiano? Does he make a Shechiano? You know, ooh, that's a Chok Yaakov. No. If what he did was a key mitzvah d'araisa, he made a bracha of Shechiano on the mitzvah of Lulav Nesrog. So guess what? On the next day, he wouldn't repeat a bracha of Shechiano. If you're going to say, what in the world? You know, what you did was nothing. What you did is absolutely nothing. It was no kiyum. The Chachamim said no. And therefore, there's no kiyum whatsoever. So you know what I'm going to insist? Repeat the bracha of Shechiano. Your Shechiano, you ever said yesterday, wasn't a chal on any mitzvah in any shape or form. That's a pretty fascinating nafkamina. No? That wouldn't apply to Rosh Hashanah because you make a Shechiano on both days, but Sukkot, so you'll make Shechiano on the first day. So the first day of Sukkot, Shechal B'Shabbos, you made your Shechiano, right? Would you have to repeat it on the next day? But that's a fascinating deal in terms of what is the role of the Dinim D'Rabbanan? Do they uproot? Rabbi Kveger writes, just without a long arichus, in Drish V'Chiddush and Chagi Gamarach Haches, Rabbi Kveger writes that even if you write the Gzeira D'Rabba, you fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. You fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. You shouldn't have. Yeah, but you know what? So you violated an Isser Gavra, but you know what? It doesn't uproot the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Not everyone agrees with that, Rabbi Kveger. Not everyone agrees. Chalkas Yoav, the Chuvas, Chalkas Yoav, in the back, he has something called Kaba Kushiyasa. There he has a piece disagreeing with Rabbi Kveger. If the Chachamim say that no, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. You don't fulfill the mitzvah at all. I would just back up, and I would say simply the following. Let's assume Pashup Shem. Midaraisa, always yes. Midrabana, no. Begvulin, not in Mikdash. So I would have asked another question that the Gemara doesn't ask. So how now do you account for the two psukim of Yom Tshuva and Zichron Tshuva? Like it's such a beautiful structure. Now, Yom Tshuva is B'chol and Zichron Tshuva is B'Shabbos. That's our davening. That's Kiddush. Great. Yeah, but all that's D'Rabbanan. In other words, midaraisa, always Yom Teruah. So why in Parshas Emor does the Torah tell us Zichron Teruah? What's the meaning of Zichron Teruah? That's really not right. No, it's always Yom Teruah. What is the meaning of Zichron Teruah? The meaning of Zichron Teruah. So Rashi already gives like an incredible hint, and Rav Slaveitchik expanded on this theme at great length. You know what? Rashi says Zichron Teruah is a reference to Zichron Teruah, Zichronos, Shofros, Tefillah. Wow. It's not referring to Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. It's referring to the mitzvah of Shofar. And the mitzvah of Shofar has two elements to it. The mitzvah of Shofar has an element of Yom Teruah, and the mitzvah of Shofar has an element of Zichron Teruah. In other words, it's not referring to two different times, but two kiyumim of the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. Two kiyumim of the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. And here Rav Slaveitchik elaborated as follows. You know, sometimes you have mitzvahs where we'll use the brisker terms. Now that the Maisa mitzvah and the Kima mitzvah go hand in hand. You know, I tell you, at the Seder night, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. What is the Maisa mitzvah? Eating matzah. How do I fulfill the mitzvah? Eating matzah. The Maisa chila is at one. A Maisa mitzvah, Kima mitzvah. That's typically true. Now, the Torah demands an act, and the act is the fulfillment of. Could one possibly argue that there's a whole class, a whole category of mitzvahs, where maybe there's a distinction? Where is there a Maisa mitzvah? Absolutely yes. But you know what? That maybe there's another element of a Kiyama mitzvah, and not everything is always satisfied with the Maisa mitzvah in and of itself. When it comes, for example, just to Kriya Shema, as an example. What is the Maisa Mitzvah? The Kriya Saparsha. If I ask you, what is the essence of Kriya Shema? What is its function, its purpose? What is its Kiyum, the Kiyum HaMitzvah? You know what I will tell you? The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim. Is there a Maisa HaMitzvah of Tefillah? Absolutely yes. The Rambam writes, what's the essence of Tefillah? The Rambam writes, Amid Lifnei Hashchina. There I would argue that there is an act, of course, but you know, the act is supposed to trigger, it's supposed to elicit a certain response, a certain mindset, a certain emotive quality. It's supposed to elicit something beyond the act of. And therefore, yes, is there a chiv of Kriya Saparsha? Of course. But you know what? There's a kiyum shebalei. You know, we'll discuss, like, as time goes on, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov. Time and time again in the Mishnah. No? If I ask you how to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov, you'll point me to Sugya, to take a look at the Rambam, Perigvav Hilchas Yontov. The Rambam will tell you, you know what? This way. No? You know what? For men, the Rambam writes, Basar V'yayin. Even that's a chiddush now. Women aren't going to appreciate Nesed Basar V'yayin, do other things. The children aren't going to appreciate Basar V'yayin, so therefore, other ways. But isn't it clear that Simcha is an emotive quality, something that you feel within, So there can be many tools. But the kiyum of Simcha is something that you feel belayed. If I ask you, like, what are nihugei avelus? You know, you can give me a whole list of nihugei avelus, what an avel must and may not do. But this is already the Lashon HaMishnah. Ein aninu sela b'leiv. Ein aninu sela b'leiv. You know, we do certain things, that's true, certain external things. But you know what? So a person, Tisha B'Av, sits on the ground. But you know what? The avelus of Tisha B'Av is not just sitting on the ground, a minute to sit on the ground. No, but it's a hargasha, it's a feeling. You know, and if a person is going to be incredibly depressed on Yantiv, you know what I would say? That's not the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Simchas Yantiv. If a person is going to be somehow elated during Avelos, you know, I'm going to say, that's not the Mitzvah of Avelos. Or a person is going to say the words of Tefillah without a recognition of Amid Lifnei Hashchina. Or a person will say the words of the Kriya Shema without Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim. You know what I would say? That there's something lacking. And that's something, I think, which is which is fundamental. Where would Tkiyah Shofar fit into this picture? Is it like that class of mitzvahs being? Or is it like most mitzvahs? The mitzvah of Matzah, where the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyah mitzvah are one. So the beautiful Chiddush of Soloveitchik suggested is that Tkiyah Shofar is part of the second class. There's a Maisa mitzvah and there's a Kiyah mitzvah. Where do you see that this is true? Oh, this is exactly the Yom Teshuah and the Zichron Teshuah. The Yom Teshuah emphasizes the act of the Tkiyas HaShofar, or maybe the Shmiyas HaKol. But you know what Zichron means? Zichron means the remembrance, the impression, the significance. Shofar is not just merely like a Gzeiras HaKos. That's exactly the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, no? Shofar is not just a Gzeiras HaKos, the Rambam writes, no? Even the Rambam writes, the Pasuk says you have to sound the shofar. Yeah, but realize what it is. Uri Hashem Yishinaschem. It's a wake-up call. You have to do tshuva. It's not just simply a gzeiras hakasa that you have to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam writes, it reflects the essence of the mission of Yom Noraim. That is the chiddush of the Yom Teshuah and the Zichron Teshuah. And that's why Rashi writes that the Zichron Teshuah is a reference to the Tefillah Sayom, the Tkiyah Shofar, al Seder HaBrachos. When it comes to matzah, it would be very foreign, you know, imagine the middle of Musaf, you take a break and you start eating matzah, that would sound very strange. It's not strange to us at all that in the middle of Shmon Esri, you have Tkiyah Shofar. That's part of the Kiyama Mitzvah, that's the Mitzvah B'Shlemusa. The mitzvah b'shlemus is tkiyah shofar, which is al seder habrachos, to incorporate right, the tkiyah shofar within the malchus, the chronos, the shofros, the kedusha sayom. It's not surprising, indeed, that's true. In fact, there's a stunning chiddush of the Baal HaMoed. It's fascinating. You know, there are different neschos in the Rishonim. What is the bracha and tkiyah shofar? Right? They're kind of different moving parts. Now, you can take a look in the Rush, Aleph, Yud, and Sof, and Dalet, Yud, and Rosh Hashanah. There are a couple of questions. Now, what verb do we stress? Tkiyah or shmiyah? That's one issue. No? There's another issue, no technical, no Pesachim, Vav, Zayin. What's the prefix? Is it al or is it lit? And is there any relationship between those two issues? Because you have different neschos and rishonim. Whether we stress tkiyah or shmiyah, you know what our practice is? Lishmo akol shofar, no? It is shmiyah with a lamed, as opposed to tkiyah with an al. And maybe one can have different combinations. But it is surprising that, you know, there's a whole mesechta, you know? And it is surprising that nowhere is a bracha mentioned on Tkiyah Shofar. You know? Okay, maybe not a Tiyufta. Not every bracha is mentioned in the Gemara. But it is like surprise. There's so many sugyas. There's so many sugyas. And there's never a mention of a bracha. So the Baal HaMoed highlights this. The Baal HaMoed in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud and Daf Yarif. And the Baal HaMoed writes a stunning Yiddish. You know what? Midini de Gemara, there was no bracha on Tkiyah Shofar. There was no bracha on Tkiyah Shofar. Wow. That's why the Gemara doesn't mention a bracha. There was no bracha. There was no. What do you mean there was no bracha? Well, Baal HaMoed writes the following. We got Sugi, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. They're Tkiyos de Miyushav, they're Tkiyos de Miyim. Okay, we have been hugging maybe even more. But Midini de Gemara, Miyushav Mu'umad. What are miyushav? What are mu'umah? The Baal HaMoed writes a very big chiddush. Miyushav are the tkiyos al seder habrachos. That's what we're going to see. The tkiyos to miyushav are seder habrachos. The tkiyos to mu'umah are the tkiyos that follow the Shmon Esrei. Follow the Shmon Esrei. When people are, the amida, they're getting up and leaving. No? The davening has come to an end. The tkiyos to mu'umah conclude the davening. The tkiyos to miyushav are al seder habrachos. Wow. So the Baal HaMoed writes, realize, if that's true, the first time you would sound the shofar was in the context, in the framework of the Shemoneh Esrei. What do you mean? We have tkiyos after laning before Shemoneh Esrei. You know what the Balamah writes? That's not Medina de Gemara. That was a later takan. A later takan. Because if you're going to first sound the shofar, let's say in Chazaras Hashatz, you know? You know what that means? That means, you know, people are in shul early morning, and you don't even have the first call until 12:30, you know? Imagine a person's not feeling well, an elderly person. They're going to be in shul on time. They're not going to compromise that, no? They're going to go home without hearing a single call. So the Balamah writes a chiddush that there was a later takana of the Gaonim to have 30 standalone kolos to make sure that everyone is going to be yotzei the mitzvah tkiyas shofar, even if you're not going to be there for the entire day. But that was a later takana. That was a later takana. That's not what the Gemara means by tkiyas demiyusha. That was a much later takana. And then the Balamah writes his bombshell. You know what? Of course there's no brachos on tkiyas shofar. Because the first time you would sound the tkiyas shofar is al seir ha-brachos. Ooh, and the Balamah writes his beautiful chiddush. The brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, of Malchi Yisr, Charos, and Shofros, serve as the brachos for the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. Those are the brachos of Shofar. The brachos of Tefillah are the brachos of the mitzvah of Shofar. But you know what? Now that it became necessary to blow standalone Tkiyas outside of the context of Shemoneh Esrei, guess what? That was a double shift. Number one, a major shift, that you have earlier tkiyos, and number two, a minor shift, that now you have to recite a bracha. You're sounding the shofar for the first time without any bracha. So that was a much later takana sagonim. And now you understand the whole tumult. Well, what's the nusah? And why isn't the nusah found in Shas? Because there was no bracha. There was no bracha at that time. You know, there's a similar chiddush that the Rosh quotes at the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, Meiri Brachos also on Daf Yud Aleph, that why is there no Birkas HaMitzvah Kriya Shema? So, the Meiri, the day in Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Rosh, of Amungo, no? What do you mean there's no bracha? What do you think the brachas of davening are? No? Birkas Kriya Shema are brachas on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's the role of Birkas Kriya Shema. Maybe not the sole role, maybe there are two keem in Birkas Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema and Tefillah, but that's what Birkas Kriya Shema are. And Rav Amnon goes such a chiddush, if you recite Kriya Shema outside of the framework of Birkas Kriya Shema, you have to recite a Birkas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. Ad kedei kach. No? Kol zman that you're being yotzei Kriya Shema with the miskeres, the brachos, those are the Birkas Kriya Shema. If somehow you're going to separate them out, you know what? The minion's so late and you're going to be saying Kriya Shema earlier, you have to recite a bracha. Wow, you have to recite a bracha. We don't go that far as Ramah Gonon comes to Kriya Shema, but the Balamah writes, that's the Yisod of Tkiyas Shofar. But that's like an amazing Kiddush. That you know what? The brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei are brachos on the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. Where does this come from? Imagine a person will say, I davened Mariv, so you don't have to make a bracha of Al Achilas Matzah. What does the brachos of Tefillah have to do with Matzah? What does this have to do with Tkiyas Shofar? That's the keem of Zichron Shua. Not just Yom Shua. Zichron Shua. Rashi writes, Zichron Shua are the brachos, the zichronos, and shofros. Ad kedei kach, the poshav shan according to Rashi, Malchus, Zichronos, and shofros is a din daraisa. Is a din daraisa. Wow. We just discussed this yesterday, no? A din daraisa because, take a look at that Gemara. Rashi Daf Tezayin, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no? Imru Lefanai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what you must do. Wow. You have to say Malchios, Zichronos, Uvameh Bashofar. Wow. Okay. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's a Din D'Oraisa. That's a Din D'Oraisa of Zichron Shua. Oh, and that was that beautiful Ritva, no? That, Malchios from Shofar is only Din D'Rabbanan. And the Gemara says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Nefanai. So you know what you see? That an Asmachta Derabanan is Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That was the context of that Ritva that criticizes that Rambam about Asmachta. No. Wow. Like, you see one of two conclusions according to Rambam. Either Malchis Rosh Hashanah Zinda Raisa, or you see an Asmachta is Kavanas Abori. Either one is a beautiful Chiddush. No, but Poshub Shah according to Rashi, that's Zichron Shor. Not surprising that the Gemara says, Imru Lefanei. Wow. Rav Sayishik once pointed out the following. This is a beautiful Chiddush, but you know what? It's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara, no? You know, so if you only learn a few blood of Masechet, you're good, no? But you know what? Yeah, you get to the very end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The very end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. No? The Gemara says, Naflamadala, the following. A person is in a real dilemma. He has to decide where to be for Rosh Hashanah. You know what the dilemma is? That this community has a shofar. That community has a machzor. This community has tkiya shofar. That community has malchus, sirchonos, and shofros. So the Gemara says, that's not a dilemma. Shofros daraisa. Malchus, yisrono, shofros, and din derabanan. You have a choice between a din daraisa and din derabanan. That's not a dilemma. Shofar. The Gemara even goes a step further. This community has a machzor. This community may have a shofar. May have a shofar. It is better to position yourself for a suffik daraisa as opposed to a vadei derabanan. Wow. So you know, this sounds all beautiful. Zichron Shula, Arashi, Rosh Hashanah Tev Tzatai, and it's Mufush against the Gemara. Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar is only Din Rabbanan. So Sreisha pointed out the obvious answer, no? Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar is only Din Rabbanan when you don't have a Tkiah Shofar. When you don't have a Tkiah Shofar. Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar is not an independent Kiyum. It is one element of Shofar. When you have a Yom Shrua, you have a Din Daraisa of Zichron Shrua. If you have a community that does not have the Shofar, guess what? That you don't have Yom Shrua, and it relegates the Zichron Shrua only to a Din Darabana. That's the impact of the Shofar. A Tkiah, a Shmia, and it elevates. It elevates the Tefillah to that which is a Din Daraisa. So not such a surprising chiddush of the Gemara then, that if you don't have a shofar, you know what? You're missing the kiyum of Yom Shua and Zichron Shua. It's not an independent mitzvah of, but rather the two kiyumim of that which is shofar. That's a pretty heavy chiddush. Oh, so that's poshur pshat, and that's the Zichron Shua and Yom Shua. Not whether it falls on Shabbos, whether it falls on Pachol, but two kiyumim of the mitzvah itself. You know, if you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, there the Gemara emphasizes the need to have a shofar which is kafuf. The shofar has to be bent. It can't be just a straight horn. The shofar has to be bent. On what basis? The language of the Gemara is a little bit unusual. No? The kamed de kayif inish date tfei male. Because the more a person is bent, the more male, the more impactful, the more effective. No? The shofar should be bent because kamed de kayif inish. Kayif kamed. What does that mean? So Rashi can give a whole shir with one word. No? Rashi writes, bitfilasa. You know, what is a typical pashto when a person. When a person davens, no? What is the pasha? Rashi writes that realize, you know, position yourself a certain way. You know, these are halachas and shacharach, no? Take a look at some in Tzadi Hei, no? How you should physically position yourself when you come to daven. For some strange reason, the Shulchan does not write it's a boxing match, no? I don't want to call it a minig, you know, that's the practice in recent times, no? That guys are like, I don't know, like doing all kinds of things? No, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch writes, no? It's a miglifnei hamelech, with your hands in a, you know, an erect posture, you know what? Not all the motions, but mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, no? Simen Sarihi, mefurish, you know? There are ways, you know, loni tchilas hakadusha, and I'm not the first person to daven. So if I have to decide how to daven, you know what? Just look at the Masorah of how to daven, look at the Shulchan Aruch, how to how did that? You know, you see a guy who's boxing, tell him, you know what, that's for, you know, recreational purposes, not like that. It's not feeling. You know, I'm not sure where it comes from. But so one thing Rashi says that, you know, don't do it b'kom ezekufa, you know, kfufim, you should be bent. You know, you should be bent a little bit. Kvushin aretz. Kvushin aretz. Now, daven with humility. Yeah? So that's pretty fascinating. Now, the shofar is supposed to represent the person who's davening with humility. No? That's the shape of, that's a Gemara. This is not like a, you know, and that's the Gemara. Rashan dav chavav. That's how much you're striking. Where does that come from? It comes from Zichron Shua. It comes from Zichron Shua, the kiyum of Avodah Shebaleid, the kiyum of tefillah, that is part of the mitzvah tkiyah shofar. And if you look in the Gemara, the previous amud, chavav amud aleph, the Gemara says the following. There are many candidates, many different horns that can be used for a shofar. Yeah, but a mishnah, chutz mishel par, that you cannot be used, What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says such a chiddush, no? You know what's wrong with that? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He goes lifnai v'lifnim. He wears big day zav. You don't wear big day zav. Why? Because ein katei garnasa senega. Zav is reminiscent of the egel hazav. And therefore, you're going before a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Don't wear big day zav. So the Gemara says something incredible, no? Rechista, that just like the Kohen Gadol does not go lifnai v'lifnim with big day zav, so it's inappropriate to use a keren shalpara, an egel, for the mitzvah tkei shofar. That's ein kategor, nasa senega. Wow, that's a Gemara chavav. So the Gemara immediately asks, but what in the world? What do you mean that ha'ika big day zav mibachutz? And Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol doesn't go lifnai v'lifnim with big day zav. But aside from Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wears big day zav. So, what do you mean? Shofar nam yibachutz. No? Where do you fulfill the mitzvah tkiyah shofar? In Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that should be comparable to Avodas Kohen Gadol b'chutz, not Avodas Kodom b'fnim. So the Gemara answer is incredible. No? Kevan d'lezikaron hu kilifnim dami. That's Lashon HaGemara. Those five words, no? Kevan d'lezikaron hu kilifnim dami. Zikaron. Zichron shua. Zikaron means this is comparable to Avoda, which is lifnai v'lifnim. Wow. The tkiyah shofar is comparable to Avoda spinim, and therefore there's halacha v'ein kategor, nasa senegor. Wow, that's something which is striking. But maybe not so shocking. The Gemara Brachos Neflamid. You know what? When you daven, you position yourself to the base kachay kadoshi. That's mafurish in the Gemara. No? That's your direction. That's your mindset. That's your consciousness. The Kodesh HaKadoshim. No? Oh, that's Simon that you're going to chazer? No? Simon Sadiheh? About the position. How do you daven? No? So you want the Mechaber rights and Sir Beis? No? That realize that Yachshav Ki'ilu Omei Bebeis HaMikdash. No? When you daven, that's the Mechaber rights. Where are you? You're not just, you know, and a yeshiva, and a shul, and a dorm room. What do you mean? You're in a Beis HaMikdash. It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, no? Yachshav Kilo on Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Mechaber writes in the Sadi Beis. You're davening. You know, imagine yourself standing in the Beis HaMikdash, no? Rosh Leishiv pointed out that's this Halacha, no? That Kevan to the Zikran Kufnim Dami. Tkiyah Shofar is like a Vodas Pnim. And how do you know that it's true? How do you know that it's true? Lizikaron hu. Zikaron. You know what zikaron means? Zichron shua. It's not just a maisa mitzvah. But the kiyum mitzvah is the impression, the awareness, the remembrance, the zikaron. Part of the tefillah, the avodah sayom. That's something which is pretty critical. You know, there's a beautiful chiddush that the Ritva discusses. Two places in the Masechta Sukkah. You know, Tosfos is bothered, Sukkah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. you can't be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah with a sukkah gzuma. With a sukkah gzuma. I know that that's true. So a chiddush, Gemara quotes a gzeira sakasa. Chacha sukkos tase v'cha, l'cha is l'hotzi esengzu. L'hotzi esengzu. So as you probably know from learning many different mesechtas, now, you need a pasuk, if you're not yotzi with the sukkah gzula, what's wrong with mitzvah habav yaver? What's wrong with mitzvah habav yaver? That's Tosfos is kasha. There's so many sukkahs of mitzvah habav yaver. Sukkah daf chavtes, sukkah daf lamed. Mitzvah habav yaver. You can't steal a lulav and use the lulav. Not just because of lachen. Even if without lachen. Even that's a suman shar yamim. Mitzvah habav yaver. So why do you need a pasuk? Lahotzias hagzula, what's wrong with mitzvah bab yaver? And Tosfos is so troubled by this kasha. Tosfos assumes in Sukkah and Daf Tes that apparently mitzvah bab yaver is only a din d'rabbanan. The din d'araisa is sukkah, lacha lahotzias hagzula. And the sugyas of mitzvah bab yaver are only a din d'rabbanan. Wow, that's such a great chiddush. It's come out Mefurish and Tosfos later in Sukkah, Daf Laman and Aleph, that mitzvah bab yaver is a din d'araisa, not just a din d'rabbanan. So you have to kind of work with that. So it's a fascinating kasha. Why do you need a pasuk and why do you need mitzvah bab yaver? That's a heavy issue. Why indeed are both necessary? So many different ritzim. But take a look at the ritva. The ritva there, Sukkah Daf Tes, and a ritva later, Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, where the ritva writes, in the name of the Valiatosis, a pretty incredible chiddush, that mitzvah above the Avera does not apply to all mitzvahs. It applies to certain mitzvahs. You know, when we speak about mitzvah above the Avera, Sukkah Daf Lamed, a carbon. Imagine a person is attempting to secure kapara, l'ratz nifnei Hashem, and he does so be'isra b'aveir. That's beyond. The Gemara has it when it comes to karbon. The Gemara has it when it comes to lulav. So good afternoon, lulav. So the Ritva calls a magnificent sheet of the Bali Atosos. The Ritva is not happy with this, based on Yerushalmi, where the Bali Atosos say the following: mitzvah above avera only applies to a select class of mitzvahs. It only applies to mitzvahs that are ba'in l'ratzos, ritzui. There's certain mitzvahs that the whole purpose of the mitzvah, like every act of Avodas Hashem, no doubt is an attempt to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's certain mitzvahs where that's true by essence. What do you think a korban is, no? Take a look at the Ramban, the Rebbe of Yikra. What do you think a korban is, no? And you're going to do that by Avera? You know? It's as if you're offering yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Despite this, despite this, in lieu of this, in lieu of that. And you're doing so by Avera. How can that be? So I understand that's true. What about when it comes to lulav? Well, the Gemara has when it comes to lulav. So the Ritzvah is Bali Atosis, right? You know what? You see something incredible about lulav. This requires all other shir. No? Lulav is not just simply a mitzvah snitila, but lulav is l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. L'ratzon lifnei Hashem. Wow. You know what? We incorporate lulav into tefillah, into hallel, nanuim, hoshanos. Yeah, it seems clear, you know, that it would be foreign to us, as mentioned, to eat matzah in the middle of davening, but to be no to lulav and esrog in the middle of davening, of course. It's part of the kiyum of. The Ramban writes, Shorash Rishon, Sefer Mitzvos, that even if Hallel is only a Din Rabbanan,
Halo b'shas netilas lulav is a din daraisa.
That's pretty heavy.
Well, Yerushalmi, you can't use a dried out lulav. No, lulav yavesh. Mishnah, no? Why not? Not so clear. Yerushalmi, lo hameis simi haluka. Yavesh kameis. You can phrase that Kadosh Baruch with a dried out branch, you know? That's the best you can do. You're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch with lulav yavesh. Yeah, wow. Oh, the Balmor quotes the pasuk in Malachi. Hakriveihu na lefechasecha. Would you offer a dried out branch as a carbon? No? You see that that's the nature of the mitzvah. Ooh, so the Balei HaTosfos, the Ritva quotes. It's not surprising to me that there's a problem of mitzvah Babi Avera when it comes to lulav. Because there's certain mitzvahs by the very essence, by its nature, it's an attempt to L'ratz l'ifnei Hashem. Every aveir is tragic. No, but what greater hypocrisy? No, L'ratz l'ifnei Hashem be'aveir. How can one do so? So the Ritva writes, mitzvah b'aveir is limited to that class of mitzvahs. And therefore you find it when it comes to lulav, when it comes to karban, in the Ritva sukkadach lamed aleph, and shofar. And shofar? Shofar is a mitzvah which is above L'ratz. It's not just a maisa mitzvah. Not just a maisa mitzvah. But so much more. It's the ratz l'ifnei Hashem. It's malchios, it's zichronos and shofros. You know, malchios, zichronos and shofros. Right. Ba'avera. That's ludicrous. No, that's the hypocrisy. That's mitzvah ba'avera. See, everybody agrees you violated an avera. You know what mitzvah ba'avera means? That it's mafkia the mitzvah. And maybe more than that. If you take a look at the Rambam, Perakei Hilchos Yisurim Yizbeach, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Babaver is not just simply E Yitzias Yidei Chavasa. It's not just simply, you weren't Yotze. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Babaver itself is an Aver. No? It's not just, you know, one could have said the following, you did an Aver, Halachot V'Halachot. You did an Aver, but you fulfilled the Mitzvah. Okay? One could argue, you did an Aver, so it prevents you from the mitzvah. So, no man's land, no? No, the Rambam writes, a mitzvah, babi avera. The Rambam uses the terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sono, no? It's not like an ikiyam mitzvah. It's far, far worse. Far, far worse. It's like unusual. So you have mitzvah, babi avera, when it comes to a candidate class of mitzvahs. So what is a candidate? Karban. Lulav. Oh, what about shofar? Here, interesting. In principle, yes. In practice, the Rambam quotes another Yerushalmi. No? The beginning of Hilchos Shofar. The Rambam writes, you know what, there's another problem. Mitzvah Bavar does not apply to all mitzvahs, and it doesn't apply to all averas. You know, the avera has to stick. No? The avera has to impair the Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. And you know what the Rambam writes? The challenge of a shofar hagazel is, that's like another Rambam, another shir, because the mitzvah of shofar is shmias hakol, and ein bakol din gezi. Ooh, that's another lumbus, no? But you know what? There isn't an automatic link between the act of gezel and the shmias hakol. And therefore, But you see the Ritva clearly that shofar is a mitzvah which is balar atzas. And maybe this can resolve, right, another critical issue. You know, different sugyas and shas, it's amazing. It's machlokas tanoim, machlokas amoraim, machlokas rishonim, mistir in the Rambam, today is in Shulchan Aruch. Whether mitzvahs trichos or mitzvahs ain't trichos kavanah. The machlokas begins very early and it doesn't end, no? Like, spans the spectrum. Right, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Samach. What do I mean, to steer in the Rambam? How does the Rambam pass when it comes to mitzvah strichos kavanah? How does the Rambam pass? You know, if you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam is pretty clear, right? Kafu v'ochal matzah yatzah. You know? Someone forces you to eat matzah, and you eat matzah on Pesach without doing so. L'shem mitzvah? not having in mind that Yetzias Yidecha Vasa, the Rambam writes Yotze, Yidecha Vasa. Matzah does not require Kavanah. That's like a classic psak of the Rambam that mitzvahs ain't Srichos Kavanah. Mitzvahs ain't Srichos Kavanah. You know? In fact, the Rambam interprets the statement from Galil. What do you mean? You're not Yotze unless you know, this matzah is the Shema, and you have to explain its significance and what it represents. You're Yotze without Kavanah. Yeah, you know what? The Rambam understands the member of Amon Gamliel not referring to the mitzvah of matzah, referring to the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim properly if you don't explain the significance of Pesach Matzah Mona. The mitzvah of matzah? The mitzvah of matzah is a mitzvah sachil that you fulfill even without Kavanah. Wow. And you know what? Already the Rishonim point out, no, take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar. In Perek Beis Halacha Daled, the Rambam writes that Kavanah is necessary. Kavanah is necessary. Wow. The Rambam even writes, you're blowing and I'm hearing. You know, you need absolute Kavanah. You need Kavanas Hashomea. You need Kavanas Hamashmia. Well, that also is a Chiddush. Even my Kavanah as one who hears is not enough. You need Kavanah of the Baal Tokeya. Ad she's kavin hashomeo mashmiya chedushim, but the Magid Mishnah is already by the Nochah Shofar. How do you resolve this? In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam writes matzah no. In Nochah Shofar, the Rambam writes shofar yes. I guess you have to distinguish between the mitzvah of matzah as opposed to the mitzvah of shofar. What is the difference between them? What is the difference in shofar as opposed to matzah? Magid Mishnah writes the following, a fascinating chiddush, that matzah is an active mitzvah. It's a mitzvah sachila. And shofar is a mitzvah shmiya. Even the Baal Tokeya, afilu hatokeya ikaro hashmiya. So the Magid Mishnah writes an interesting chiddush that maybe when you do an active mitzvah, you can say, you know what? Implicit in the maisa mitzvah is kavanah. But when you're doing a mitzvah that is relatively passive, shmiya sako, then kavanah deed is necessary. Interesting. Magid Mishnah's distinction. Lechem Mishnah refers you to a similar distinction. Maybe it's not exact, but Lechem Mishnah refers you to Rabbi Yonah in the Sigyan Brachos and Daf Yubei Zamed Aleph. The other Gemara discusses the following case. You know, a person is holding a cup of shechar where the bracha is a shako. And let's say how Rashi and Tosfos learn that he's making a mistake and he thinks it's wine. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, having in mind the Borei Perek Gafen. All of a sudden he catches his mistake. He realizes it's a shechar, it's not yayin. And he concludes the bracha with a shako. So the bystander looked like a great bracha. But I know, you know what? The shift in mindset. When I began the bracha, it was this way. When I ended the bracha, it was that way. So guess what? That's a real suffix in the Gemara, no? The Gemara says it's a suffix with a yotze. Basar psichas linan or basar chasimas linan. The Gemara says, teku. Wow. Interesting. So Tosus is bother. Brachas tafyebeis melev. Hikshari mikinon. What's the problem? You did this, we were thinking that. The thought process is very important. But Kavanah is not Likuva. Kavanah is not Likuva. So you have different Kavanah. Why is that so significant? Oh, so Tosus writes one thing, Rabbi Yonah writes something else. No? Tosus writes, you know what Mitzvah Sein Tzrichos Kavanah means? Blank, blank. You know, Mitzvah Sein Tzrichos means davening early in the morning. No? You're half asleep. Okay. You're having Kavanah L'davar Acher. You're having Kavanah not to be Yotze, or inappropriate Kavanah. Ooh, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Inappropriate Kavanah is not the Sugya of Mitzvah Sein Tzrichos Kavanah. Mitzvah Sein Tzrichos means a blank slate. You know? It does not mean I'm having in mind A, which is inappropriate. So if a guy just didn't have kavana, I would say he's yotze. But he had kavana for a bar piragafen. He framed the bracha as bar piragafen. And all of a sudden now, that's the problem. That's the problem. Ooh, that's tosus. Kavana fucha. That's a huge machlokas rishon, whether that's true. Is there a difference in lack of kavana as opposed to inappropriate kavana? We're so used to tosus, absolutely yes. Nah, they're it for psach and davzayin. Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana means even inappropriate Kavana. Rabbi Yonah writes, Davav and Dap Erif. When you're talking about, for example, Achilas Matzah, you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah, then I can say Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana. But if you're talking about a Mitzvah Shetluya Ba'amira Bilvad, that's the language, Rabbi Yonah, a Mitzvah Tluya Ba'amira Bilvad, Dibur without Kavana. Dibur without kavana, amira vaday tzricha kavana. Well, amira is like believe. Wow, that's also fascinating terrors. It's similar to, you know, what the Magen Mishnah, active versus passive. But what Rebbe is stressing is that you can speak about an act without kavana, but speech without kavana, the intent of the articulation, the assertion, the statement, that's critical. That's critical. Right. When it comes to mitzvos hatluya ba'amira, then mitzvos trichos kavana. Mitzvos trichos kavana. Wow, that's a very heavy ben Yonah. You know, it's not so simple now that Mishnah Brachos Daf Yud Gimel, Kriyashma, Hayah Kora B'Torah, B'Giyaz Ha'mitzim, Kivinya B'Yotza. A person is just reading a parsha of the Sefer Torah. But guess what? It's man kriya shma. So the Mishnah says, in kivna b'yatsa. You know what the Gemara says? Ooh, shma mina mitzvah srichos kavana. Oh, you see, there's a Mishnah. Mitzvah srichos kavana. What should the Gemara answer? Which it doesn't? Well, of course. Mitzvah srichos kavana is only by a mitzvah, which is maisa. And this is dibur. Everybody agrees dibur requires kavana. Guess what? That's not what the Gemara says, no? The Gemara gives a diff kari l'hagia. That's something completely different. Rashi says, it was a sofer reading the Sefer Torah. See, he reads it the way it's read. The way it's written, not the way it's read. See, he's reading the whole thing wrong. No? Well, obviously you're not Yotzi with that. You have to have kavana to read it properly. Yeah, it's interesting. Now, how does that fit with Rebbe Yonah? Okay. Then Rebbe Parachah discusses that point. No? How would Rebbe Yonah understand that? Gemara Barachah's Daf Yud Gimel. Ooh, but I'll tell you the following. And this is like a beautiful chiddush of Soloveitchik suggested. No? That class B of mitzvahs, where there's a maisa mitzvah, but there's a kiyum shebelev, what would you say about tefillah without kavana? Tefillah without kavana. You'd say, don't worry, mitzvahs ain't srichos kavana. The Rambam writes, tefillah without kavana is not tefillah. No? Avodah shebelev without kavana salev, that's not tefillah. You can pass in mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavana, but tefillah b'li kavana. Tefillah b'li kavana is amirif ne'ashina. Maybe one could suggest, but you have to work out that Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel. Kriyashma without Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim is mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavana. One could argue when it comes to a certain class of mitzvahs, kavana is critical. It's critical, no? It's not just a maila. And that's the difference between matzah as opposed to shofar. But shofar is not merely the kiyum of Yom Shur, the kiyum of Zichron Shur. And the kiyum of Zichron Shur requires the kavana salev, zichron b'li kavana, a zikaron without kavana. How does that work? An impression without intent, a remembrance without intent. And therefore, if maybe the only pasuk you would have had is Yom Shua, maybe one would argue what's true of Matzah, true of Shofar. But the two psukim, the two parshios, the two kiyumim, right? That's the chiddush, that's something which is absolutely necessary. And maybe the two psukim also emphasize another distinction we'll have to discuss between a Maisa Mitzvah and a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Maybe the Maisa Mitzvah is the Tkiyas HaShofar. But the Kiyama Mitzvah, the Rambam stresses, is the Shmias HaKol. Shmias HaKol. The impression out. And that clearly requires Kavanah. It would be like a tefillah without Kavanah. The Rambam writes, it's not considered to be tefillah at all. So that's part of the character of the mitzvah of Shofar. You know, that the Rambam, Riyashin Mishinashem, the impression of the Shofar. Impression of the Shofar. Not just merely, you know, the routine mitzvah, the root mitzvah of just the act of blowing, the act of hearing, but the impression that it makes is part of the kiyum. The kiyum d'araisa. And therefore, in Nochemam, in the Maskana, the two psukim are not referring to different days, whether it's Chol, whether it's Shabbos, but the different kiyum that apply whenever indeed there is tkei shofar. We assume, even on Shabbos, midaraisa, Nenochinami, the fact we're not tkei b'shofar, on Shabbos is only a gzera d'rabba, but whenever there's a tkei shofar, at the kiyum of Zichron Shua and the kiyum of Yom Shua.
Maybe Sunday we'll finish up with the Shir Maseches Beitzah, and then Monday.